This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
2 more years, President Biden signs a bill to reauthorize the FISA warrantless surveillance program. But before we get into that, Anker Soundcore Space A40 is the top recommendation in our guide to the best budget wireless earbuds, as it offers enjoyable sound and a meaty set of features for well under $100. If you're looking to buy a set on the cheap, take note. A new sale on Amazon has dropped the earbuds down to $49, which matches the lowest price we've seen. The deal itself is sold by Anker directly and applies to the black model. The blue and white versions are also on sale for $1 more. Find the latest deals, news, and reviews on this gadget and more at Engadget.com. And graduating college is a huge achievement. If you'd like to show your appreciation for a tech-savvy grad, or if you just want to help them acclimate to their new life, there are tons of gadgets and services you can gift to make it easier for them. We at Engadget spend our days testing these kinds of products and figuring out which ones are actually good. If you need some help jogging your brain, we've rounded up a few of our favorite graduation gift ideas. Check it out at Engadget.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
President Biden this weekend signed into law a bill that reauthorizes a controversial spying program under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. Section 702 of FISA, which has now been extended for 2 more years, allows for warrantless intelligence gathering on foreign targets. While its focus is on the communications of targets located outside the U.S., that includes any exchanges with people stateside, meaning Americans' records can get swept up in these collections, too. The Senate vote on reauthorizing Section 702 came down to the wire. It was set to expire on Friday at midnight, but was recently given an extension until April 2025, according to the New York Times, lest it lapse while disagreements over proposed amendments dragged on. Section 702's extension period was also shortened, cutting it down to 2 years instead of the previous 5. Congress did ultimately miss the deadline on Friday, but it passed with a 60-34 vote, CBS News reported. The White House issued a statement not long after saying the president will swiftly sign the bill into law. Section 702 was first signed into law in 2008 and has been renewed twice already, allowing U.S. intelligence agencies to use data from internet and cell phone providers without a warrant to keep tabs on foreign targets' communications. It's faced strong opposition from both sides over its implications for Americans' privacy. Kia Hamadanchi, senior policy counsel at the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, called the passage of the bill profoundly disappointing in a statement released over the weekend, going on to say that it gives the government more ways to secretly surveil us with little power to hold spy agencies accountable. Senators were aware of the threat this surveillance bill posed to our civil liberties and pushed it through anyway, promising they would attempt to address some of the most heinous expansions in the near future, Hamadanchi said. We plan to make sure these promises are kept. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Cheyenne McDonald and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.